You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That is Archaic Spadium. And they are one of my groups of friends that have played the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In fact, they're going to be playing, I believe, yes, tomorrow night at the New Dodge, along with a band called 1991. Let me go through that real quick about who's coming in the next couple of days, get that out of the way. All righty. Tonight is Uncut Funk Open Jam happening at Phoenix Cafe. Characteristics play PJ's Lagerhouse. Tomorrow night, 1991, and again, as I said before, Archaic Spadium are playing the New Dodge. Sick is at the Token Lounge. Neurosonic plays Simon's After Dark. Doug Tuttle with special guest John Krautner of The Go, and Bad Indians play Jumbos. Saturday night, the Detroit Blues Society monthly meeting jam is happening with the Backdoor Blues Band at Cooley Lake. Jimmy McCarty at Mystery Train, who you just heard before Archaic Spadium, they're playing at Guy Halloran's in Ann Arbor. The Boa Constrictors are at the Eagles Club in Flushing. Also, 1592, along with Bad Assets, are doing their split 7-inch release at Nancy Whiskey's. The Henchmen and Kelly Jean Caldwell play at Metal in Ann Arbor. And Folk Blues Night is at Lo and Behold in Hantramck. And, oh, I forgot to mention, Sick is also doing a show on Saturday as Guns N' Roses. Yeah, they're doing a little cover there at Maidstone in Ipsy. And finally, Tuesday, May 13th, the Wailers are at the Magic Bag. And, oh, I almost forgot, actually. I should have said something earlier, but I do have a pair of tickets to see the Wailers at Magic Bag if you are listening and you are interested. Just the first one that tries to get a hold of us at 313-845-9676. You got a pair of tickets to see the Wailers this coming Tuesday at the Magic Bag. And finally, Dennis Coffey is playing at Northern Lights. Again, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn. What I'm going to play for you right now is a track from Beast in the Field from their CD World Ending, and that's on Saw Her Ghost Records. What we're going to hear is a track called Hallucinations from a Silver File, or actually Sight, rather. And that's one of the bands that are going to be at the Not A Festival coming up this Saturday at Smalls. And as I mentioned on my site and earlier, Scott from Hype Ignition, the gentleman that is putting together this festival, is going to be speaking with us live in the studio. And we're going to be playing some tracks from all the different bands that are going to be there. So without further ado, let's start out with one of them, and this is Beast in the Field.
We'll be right back. The 5101 Restaurant is Henry Ford Community College's innovative on-campus dining experience. The restaurant is operated by students and staff of HFCC's Hospitality Studies program and offers a learning experience for the students combined with a delicious and affordable meal for you. The 5101 is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:45. Reservations are suggested and can be made at 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. See you soon at HFCC's 5101 Restaurant.
Henry Ford Community College has a medical practice clinical management degree program that will prepare you for a rewarding career in the exciting field of healthcare. You can earn a certificate as a medical office assistant or a two-year degree in medical office management. For more information, give us a call at 800-585-HFCC.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Hi, this is Chesney. Every time I'm in Dearborn, I listen to Mike D. Scrockin' Your Batow every Sunday night from 7 until 9 p.m.
Or online at WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
If you're looking for something fun to do on Sunday night, you should listen to the One Plus One Show, hosted by me, Mrs. Robinson. Every Sunday night from 9 until midnight, you'll hear the best in indie rock, space rock, garage rock, and everything else in between. So tune in every Sunday to the One Plus One Show on the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn.
For too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle, made possible by volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible for thousands of families. Who will you march for?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And as promised, in the studio live right now, I have Scott from Hype Ignition and the Not A Festival happening at Smalls this weekend. How you doing, Scott?
Pretty good. How's everybody?
We're good. So you had a little fun getting here.
Oh, yeah, that was it was good. It was sort of... I guess sort of typical for our area. I was pinned between three semi-trucks, and there were two ambulances trying to get around, and can't imagine how frustrating that's got to be for them trying to get those things through gridlock and semis and all this sort of stuff. And I don't do very well in cars. The only situation I do good in cars is sitting behind the driver when we're on tour with my book, and I get to body, mind, and spirit all together. But you put me in a driver's seat or a passenger seat, and I'm a screamer. I'm a screamer.
One of these days we're going to make a YouTube video of that. That should be entertaining.
It's not something for people to see, really.
It's like, people don't try this at home kind of thing. Huh? Mm. Okay, so what should we talk about first? You want to tell us about the NADA Festival?
I do shows at Smalls every once in a while. They sort of let me get away with doing this concept where I put a bunch of stages in their room and I'll put bands on each stage. So the idea of the thing is constant music. There's no downtime.
And this was something I actually set up in January because showtime fills up so slots fill up so fast over the winter. Everybody starts looking toward the spring and they start booking all their shows up. So I hopped on this one and I held the date. And then I was really lucky to get a bunch of my friends to hop on it and play. And the idea for this one was that all the bands were going to be really, really loud. So I'm hoping we can fulfill that promise. But I look at the lineup and it's a great group of friends and bands that I like. I think it's going to roll off pretty good.
Okay. We got lots of great bands. Like you said, Beast in the Field, Snake Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Lizard.
Very loud. Very loud.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun checking Snake Wing out at the Magic Stick.
Oh yeah, I love those guys. They're great. Like on the floor, I love those. I love watching those guys play on the floor. If they say they're playing like at the Garden Bowl or something, I will be there because they're kind of in your face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a great band.
Not something you can capture really on record, I don't think. You have to see them live.
I take the live show every time. Like, mm-hmm. you can give me your record. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I might go see your band three times before I listen to that CD, just because that's totally where it is for me. I like the fact that when you make music somewhere, it's gone. It's just, it happens and it's over. And I love that. And I like all the things that go with that. This show was good. This show wasn't very good. Did you hear that one thing that we did? What about when my guitar string broke? Those are unique things that happen to live shows, and I love it. And then people around and sort of community, and I like moving amps so it beats sitting at home and listening with my ears. I gotta have a bit more. I gotta be a bit more involved in that. I like when it's sort of all around me. So, mm-hmm.
So the concept of not a festival. Obviously you're trying to do something different than what everybody else does, without mentioning any names of anything else. Like, what is it that you wanted to do at your festival that's either not done somewhere else or vice versa?
Well, I think I didn't call the show that when I first booked it, and I ended up rebranding the show around the time when everybody was sort of sending out their social media invites to go to their shows at another large festival, and it was really getting time to promote this, and I kept seeing all this stuff in the little ticker on Facebook. So and so had invited you to their show at this other thing. So and so had invited you to their show at their other thing. And I think if I start sending event invites, how's anybody going to notice this or notice like what's going on? So I changed my event to Not a Festival in all capital letters. And just so that it would look different if I invited you to it, it might make people curious or something like this. But with the multi-stage concept at Smalls, I think this might be, I can't remember if it's my sixth or seventh one like this, but I've done several of them. And enough for the concept to work well enough to where they keep letting me do it. They keep coming back for another round, and generally I'll do one, and then I'll talk to the bar a couple days later about when are we going to book the next one. So it seems like it's my little brand, it's my little spin that I get to put on live shows, and I've been really happy with how they go. So that's sort of how it came about. Yeah.
Okay. And I would say one of the huge differences is there's no corporate sponsorship for this one.
No, it's just all us. It's the band sort of, we're all in the boat together. I don't know. I've mused with friends of mine is this what happens to people when they get older? That it's just not enough to book like four bands anymore. We got to book 9 or 10 or something. And a couple of the people that play on this, that are playing on this show, they throw festivals themselves every year. And, multi days and multi tons of bands, 30, 40 bands. And maybe I just don't have like the patience or with people to put something like that together. I kind of like to get my stuff over in one day. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of my muse on it is this what we do when we get old and bored? Is we just start dragging people in? But if you look at it at the same time, there's 32 musicians playing on this show. And that's a pretty good party. That's a pretty good party. If nobody shows, I mean, it would be a bummer, of course, and the bar would be upset with me, rightly so. But there's enough good vibes off the people playing it that we'd have a good time anyway. Let's make the best that we can out of this.
Okay. Why don't we play something from one of the bands? A gentleman, Anthony, from Lizard, was kind enough to send us a track that's going to be on their
upcoming. Oh, it's new. It's not out yet until their record drops on June 28th at Smalls, and that's going to be a great show as well. I haven't even heard this yet. This is a great song.
Wow. So this is actually, you could say, a world premiere then.
I suppose so. Way to go, guys.
All right. Take a listen. This is Lizard that's playing as part of the Not A Festival at Smalls this Saturday night. There you heard it. Brand spanking new from the upcoming release from Lizard. That is the track Do It Again. It sounded really good.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Yeah, and they're going to be part of the Not A Festival happening this Saturday at Smalls. And in the studio, I have Scott, the gentleman that put together this festival. And you said you had started back in January to get this thing rolling then, huh?
Well, that's kind of when you have to book the date. I mean, Your spring dates, if you want to do anything, you really got to get on it ahead of time, because March rolls around and it's touring season, you know, and you can't blame clubs if they get offers from stuff from out of town that wants to come in. I mean, they should hop on that. So it gets harder and harder as the weather gets closer to warmer to be able to get dates for your band. So you might look in February, a lot of clubs are booking like May already. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough when bands contact you from out of town. Like, can you help get us a show like next month? It's not a chance, man. It's mm-hmm. not happening. Next month was booked 3 months ago.
Yeah. There's a lot of planning involved, isn't there? Okay. And why don't we talk a little bit about Hype Ignition?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. That's a t-shirt company that you run yourself?
Absolutely. I make stuff for bands and businesses and anyone else in my basement in Mount Clemens. I love it. I was lucky enough to sort of get it going, and then after I had it going for about a year, I left my regular job, and it's been all struggle and heartbreak and sweat and toil, but we're getting busier all the time, so I like it. It found me. I didn't find it. I don't have an art background. I never screen printed before. I'm not very shy at saying I've never even been in a professional screen printing shop, but it was something that I could sell to musicians. I had resented the idea that that all the networking and the and the booking and the hanging around bands and stuff like that all that sort of mental and emotional work that you put into being part of a music scene, I always resented the idea that that wasn't translatable, like, into another. If you put that stuff on a job resume, everybody's going to laugh you out of a job interview, and that's nonsense. You know, I mean, you do deal with people and you do stuff. So I had to come up with an idea that that I could sell, something I could sell to musicians. I wanted to deal with musicians most of the time. So it turned out everybody needs t-shirts and they like t-shirts, and if you can if you're honest and present them in a decent way, then why not? You know, why not? I have a lot of friends who do screen printing, and good luck to them too, you know. I mean, it's great. I suppose that there's money out there for all of us.
Okay. So you're willing to share the wealth?
Oh, sure, why not? I'm not very competitive by nature in that respect.
That's what we were talking about while we were listening to that song. It's refreshing when you see bands that are not competitive, that they all can come together like they do for this festival.
Mm-hmm.
Not a festival.
right, or whatever it is, whatever I'm doing here.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not a competition. It's just like everybody has their thing to say, and, you know, it's up to the audience whether they like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really believe in music scenes. I think, like, a lot of my... I have opinions about sort of musician culture that aren't very popular. They're not very popular because I don't mudsling at institutions. It's not their fault. If you don't like the way that music is going in Detroit, then do something about it. You know, I mean, I don't sit there and go, this paper isn't writing about this, or this festival won't take our show or something. Well, then give them something that they like, or show them that you know what you're talking about. You know. We're sort of all in this. We're all in this together, and you can make something out of it, or you can naysay and sit back, and then get bummed out because you're just going to get more of the same. You're going to get less attention, and you know, I don't believe in that sort of thing. I mean, the bands that are starting out in basements, you know, with their ideas right now, they're going to be the music scene in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like impossible to say this is what's going on. So when I hear, like, and I've heard it, I mean, my own band's been around for 16 years now, and we're looking forward to hitting 20. You know, we're not stopping anytime soon. So it's always tough to, you hear people say, like, the music scene in Detroit sucks because it's not like this or like that. Well, everybody's in three bands. Why don't you start 9 more bands and change it then? I mean, what's your problem? You know, everything's fine. Where I sit, everything's fine. The bands I go to see are great. They're nice people. We high five and we hang around and we move each other's gear, and there's no problems where I'm standing, man. I don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. Why don't we listen to a couple of tracks from Touch of North America?
Oh, yes.
One of the bands. This is from a 7-inch, and we're going to hear the track Dome and the track Ratchet. This is Touch of North America playing this Saturday at Not a Festival at Smalls.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That was Touch of North America from a 7-inch that they have out. That was the tracks Dome and Ratchet. Something to be said about this modern technology. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't, but right now I'd have to flip the 7-inch to play both tracks. I can just click a button and I've got them both right there.
But that's so romantic. You know, like my vinyl player will just play it over and over and over again, and that's great. If you get absorbed in something, pretty soon you're like, didn't this just start over?
Mm-hmm. I still enjoy the sound of vinyl better than any other
media. Crackles and hisses. Mm-hmm. Oh, warmness.
That's what actually makes it worth listening to. So, you know, digital is okay from a practical standpoint. You can literally take it with you everywhere you go, but nothing beats like sitting in your favorite room, whether that's your living room, your bedroom, your den, whatever. You use headphones when you listen to music, or?
No, I just turn it up real loud.
Okay.
Yeah, like about as loud as I can make it. I'm not, you know, I don't know if I'm hard of hearing or sort of a masochist that way, but I mean, I like really loud music.
Okay. I know I'm definitely hard of hearing. I work at a college bar downtown, and I tell you what, it's not a day goes by I don't have to ask customers, what? What did you say? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, right.
And I even tell them that. I point to my ears and I say, well, decades of lots of music.
I have this one, like, do you have the one ear that's better than the other?
Yes.
And that sort of kept me out of doing anything sound related for money. Like, I'm not a very good sound guy, like at a club or something like that, because one of my ears is so much better than the other that I gotta turn my head, and if the soundboard is on the wrong side of the room, it's just detrimental.
Then you're done, man.
Yeah, I'm done. I can't mix here, so you know.
Yeah. Well, at least you're able to listen to music. That's mm-hmm. that's the best part.
Yes.
I've always thought that if I had to lose a major sense, then I would rather lose my eyesight than my hearing.
Oh, absolutely.
I could go blind through the rest of my life, but if I couldn't hear music, then that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, you just lead me and my cane to the front of the stage, and as front to the front of the stage as possible. And right. I just, there's something about it, you know. And I like I like when bands play like really loud, like on the floor, so you can. You get that, like the drummer hits the kick drum and you're like 10 feet away and you can see it, and the lead singer is like leaning, he's got the mic but he's like leaning in your face, and the guitar is just kind of like ringing through the room. Mm-hmm. It's bliss for me. It's like absolute bliss. I mean, I like playing on the floor like a lot because people are so much closer. Like they don't, there's something here about, and not just here, I'm not gonna beg. Say it's a Detroit phenomenon, but we call it the 10-foot rule, where like the stage ends and then there's this 10-foot like abyss where people will just like hang back, and I've never understood that. And like the only reason nobody fills that gap, unless somebody on the stage says, you know, you can stand up here, I don't know if it's like social pressure or herd mentality, but I always look at people and go, how can't you be as close to that as humanly possible?
Yeah. Just like I guess they're afraid of getting hurt, maybe. I don't know.
Or just their friends are all standing back there. It's like, come on, man. Let's go stand up there.
Yeah. You paid to see this band. Don't right. you want to actually see them?
Yeah, I want to be like wrapped in them like a blanket. You know, that's what I like. I want to be just like consumed by it, like overwhelmed by it. It's great.
Actually feel the beats in your chest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best. That is the best.
All right, let's play a couple more tracks this time, if you don't mind. I'm gonna play something from "Humanity Will Fall Like Pins."
Oh yes.
Okay, this came out what, about 2000?
It was 2007.
Seven. Okay. Yep. It says it right down here. All right. I'm not gonna name off the tracks, since they are on the short side, and that's okay. Short but sweet. I'm going to play four of them, actually.
Okay.
First two tracks and the fifth and sixth track.
Ooh, there's a curse word in the second one, I think.
Is there in the second one?
Yeah, it's Jerry Casale from Devo, actually.
Hmm.
He was nice enough to let us, for one, he was a great guy. And I mean, he's, you know, Devo. But But he was nice enough to, we asked him, he introduced us at a Devo convention in Akron once, and we asked him if we could use that introduction on the record, and he did, but he does drop some F-bombs in there.
In the second, all right, well, we won't play number two then.
Yeah, you might want to start with, like, number four or something like that.
Well, you know what, give me a second here. I'm going to reprogram that, might as well. Okay.
Do you have any like product placement shots you want to give me while you know? I could do some, I don't know.
Well, you could tell us about anything going on in the future as far as amino acids, new recording?
Well, we have lots of, we've got some stuff that we're looking to do. We don't get together to rehearse very often. In fact, we haven't practiced in about 6 years. But there is a new thing that's going to be in the works. We're going to have a split 12-inch record with Caveman Woodman coming out on Bellyache Records. We go back and forth with Woodman quite a bit, and so we don't feel like total slackers. He hasn't written his side of the album either. But that's sort of our next thing, and I think after that we're gonna just be in 7-inch heaven forever because we're loving it. Putting out CDs was stressful and terrifying because you had to get so many of them made, and if you do like a 7-inch record or a 12-inch record and you make 300 of them, it's great to know like we could sell all 300.
Yeah.
Could sell them,
yeah.
And then for the trying to market the record, I mean, now that's all, like you were saying, digital makes it so easy. It doesn't cost anything to send an MP3 like you used to mail your CDs out,
right?
And then you don't have them to sell. But vinyl, man, I'll tell you, you put it out and they buy it. They love it. Anybody that doesn't get that nowadays is behind me, and I'm pretty behind on stuff. So.
All right, let's try. We got a few tracks from the Amino Acids. Humanity Will Fall Like Pins is the name of the CD, back from 2007.
Shout out to Wally, played bass on this, yo.
Wally played bass, cool. All right.
Reason why they couldn't melt right through the earth or anything else for that matter.
We'll be right back. survivors of the search party that was attacked report that the beast they encountered was many times the size they expected, indicating that the monster has some strange power of rapid growth. An exact description was: we have a bulletin just received. According to a report not yet confirmed, a beast of seemingly gigantic proportions has been sighted lurking in the hills due northeast of town. City officials have called for military help. Planes and troops are expected to arrive within the next 2 hours. Meanwhile, citizens should take refuge in places of safety. Cellars, bomb shelters, as directed by Civil Defense Administrator. I repeat.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. The amino acids from Humanity Will Fall Like Pins, a few tracks there. And in the studio with me is Scott from the amino acids, and he's putting on a festival, well, not a festival is what it's called, at Smalls. And lots of great bands, all the artists that you've been hearing for about the last hour, those are the artists that you're going to be able to check out there. And we should be able to look that up on Facebook.
Yes, totally. There's an event page and all that sort of stuff. And if you go to the Smalls page, they've got it up there. I think it's mentioned on their website and stuff. Mm-hmm. Doors for that are at 9. It's.
I have to say that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And we've got one more track to play. And that's we're going to finish like we started, Beast in the Field. By the way, Hype Ignition, that's your t-shirt line.
True.
And we can find that on the internet as well, correct?
Yes.
And I guess you can give out your email, that's hypeignition@gmail.
True.
If somebody's interested in getting a shirt, if you're in a band, if it's a company, I think I saw like maybe a couple weeks ago, it was a young lady that was running for council or something at a school.
Yeah, those are the really fun stuff. Bands are good, and not to discredit my musician friends and brothers, but yeah, she was running for class president. So her dad said he wanted some shirts made, and they had like a black flag-esque logo, and it said her name for president, and I stuff like that, you know. I love it, like school presidents. I've done stuff for Cub Scout groups. I've done, you know, stuff for charities, and like, that's really fun. I mean, that is really cool.
I can imagine. It sounds like you do something you love. That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Alrighty. Okay, well, I thank you for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
To talk with us, and we look forward to the show on Saturday at Smalls.
Me too.
And Hype Ignition again. If you want to look up this gentleman, maybe he can make a t-shirt for you.
Yeah, I could.
All right. Again, we're going to finish off with Beast in the Field. This is a track called Burning Times. This is from World Ending on Saw Her Ghost Records.